Today is Saturday, October 29th. I'm on my way now to Anderson, Indiana. Part of the mission of Faith, Hope, and Love is to train leaders, not just academically, but most importantly, in practical applications. One of our volunteers were trained. She came over to some of our classroom-like training and several meetings and planning, showing her how to put together an event and how to gather people, how to plan, how to put the agenda, how to advertise and gather resources. So now is the application time for her to do the project that the Lord has put in her heart. So later on, we will hear from her and from some of the people that are part of this project.
So my name is Mark, and we brought our kid over here, me and Heather, and we wanted to come to the block party because Heather said it'd be a good time for us, and we came out and it turned out real good. And we got Christopher, Nathan, and Matthew, and my son Trenton out here with us.
Your kids, it seems like they had face painting here.
Yeah, we all painted our faces, and we came out here to try and have a good time.
That's
and
great.
Show support.
All right. All
for
right.
The community.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Name?
After praying over this area for several years, God woke up my attention to this area and asked me if I saw this area, and I said yes. And he said, the harvest is ready, the fruit is ripe. And he showed me a river flowing through Anderson, and it came through this area. And through a prophetic message through Donna and Merlin's CD, it just kind of came to life through scripture and through prophetic messages, and that this was the territory that he was moving in next in Anderson through what he wanted to do. And my husband and I were obedient to the call and just said yes to it. And God brought in the soldiers by numerous count to come in and help to continue to, you know, cultivate the ground here today. And I knew that this was going to be a beautiful day. I knew that it was going to be not only a beautiful day with the weather, but a beautiful day in people's lives. He was just reminding me of, you know, we are all God's creation, and it doesn't matter if we're saved or not saved, or if we're ugly or if we're pretty or if we're dirty in our sin or wherever we're at, we're all God's creation. And he just reminded me of that, especially this morning, and just the love that he has for all of his creation. And I just took heart to that this morning and said, you know what, God, my flesh, put it aside. It's what your will is. Let it be done. And I will be here to serve you today. And let the soldiers that you bring in be here to serve as well. And that's exactly what happened today. And the community came together. Those that needed to hear about the Lord today came in, and it was beautiful. And I'm amazed and excited to see what God's going to do next.
Yeah, well, that's just like a confirmation, because we spoke with a lot of people, and many of them said that if they're going, you know, you're going to do this again, they're ready to help. What do you think about that?
I think it's amazing. I am surprised at how many people are excited to see this. You know, you see a lot of attitudes and a lot of sarcasm and a lot of, you know, judgment when you do things like this. Occasionally people kind of come out with this you know, scoured brow, thinking that it's kind of just a joke, you know. But this today, people are excited about it, and they are wanting to even help, and they don't know why. I think that a lot of people that aren't even saved want to help and want to be a part of something like this because they see that it's anointed, and they just want a taste of it. And so, yeah, it's really cool. A lot of people approached me today wanting to be involved.
God bless you.
Yep.
You just heard Sarah Pierce. She's the coordinator. I first met her during Faith, Hope, and Love Week in July, and she started coming to meet with us for guidance and training, and now she put this together. She did a great job because she has a willing and obedient heart. God bless you.